Are you ready?
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It really doesn't matter what you think. Right? It really doesn't matter what you say.
I kind of want to talk about it, but I kind of don't because I'll get in trouble.
I respectfully decline to answer on the grounds that I may be publicly reprimanded and fined.
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It's the whole team!
Welcome to the Jason Bishop Show. I'm Kip Branch, hosting today. My colleague, for some reason, has another day off, and this is starting to become a pattern. I'm going to have to speak to management. I had a pretty good deal with management, and now things seem to be backfiring a little bit. So I'm not dealing with that too well, especially after an 18-hour ride from Albany last night. Joining me today, Dr. Scott Spence.
Thank you for having me today, Mr. Branch.
High school football last night. Let's get the sponsors out of the way first. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show is sponsored by Southeast Georgia Health System, Shell and Hogan, and by Golden Isles RX.
Golden Isles Pharmacy is your new hometown pharmacy, conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama. Golden Isles Pharmacy is not some fly-by-night pharmacy chain. Locally owned and operated by Matt Donato, and yeah, you know him. Matt is a Brunswick High School and UGA graduate. Free delivery to the mainland and St. Simons. Drive-through and low competitive prices. 912-266-8140 and online at goldenislespharmacy.com.
High school football last night. The Brunswick High Pirates seemed to start getting things together. Dr. Spence, they would go on the road and they beat the Monroe Tornadoes 42-0, and they scheduled Brunswick High for homecoming. I didn't realize that till about 5 minutes left in the half, and I saw the homecoming court assembling on the track. It was 35-0.
Yeah, that has to feel good for Coach Pender. You know, my daughter came home Thursday, and they found out that they were not going to the game. She's in the band, and so I kind of figured it was homecoming. There's no reason for them to go 3 hours up there. There's really no easy way to get to Albany, Georgia, is there?
82 West, we got there. I got into bed about 10 after 1 this morning. But the Pirate offense clicking on all cylinders, running and passing 420 total yards, pretty balanced, about 220 through the air, about 200 on the ground, and looked good last night. Jacoby Hill, 3 touchdowns. Anthony Mountain, a 69-yard touchdown bomb. That was a thing of beauty. Brunswick took over that game in the first quarter, 28-0, and it was over after that. Run through some of the rest of the scores.
Interesting night last night in high school football. Wayne County beat Bradwell 48-14.
Ooh.
Richmond Hill beat Bluffton of South Carolina 49-17. Of course, Brunswick High School beat Monroe 42-0. Camden County 51, Glen Academy 17. Not a very good night for the Red Terriers, and Coach Rocky Hidalgo was not happy after the game. Irwin County 56, Charlton nothing on Champ.
Ooh.
That was Champ Bailey night.
Champ Bailey night.
Brought Champ Bailey home last night and had a he spoke in the gym yesterday at school, and he had his Hall of Fame jersey on at the game, or his jacket on at the game last night, and they get pounded 56-0. Lowndes beat Ware 45-7.
Wow, a Ware team that blew out Glen Academy the week before 35-13. What's going on with the Terriers right now?
You know, I don't know. I know that Coach Hidalgo said in the paper, and he does a little live thing after the game where he interviews, and he's really complaining about the defense and that they weren't doing what they were coached to do. Said that he would put the JV kids in and just play with them if he had to.
Mm.
If he had to lose, he'd rather lose 70-0 than watch people just sit out there and not play. So I don't know. I know they're having some hard times, but you know what's funny? Coach Hidalgo always seems to get that team ready to play.
It's region time.
When it's region time. And just like we talked about, it's region time. Let me run down a few more scores here.
All right.
McIntosh County 48, Brantley 14. How about that?
Hmm.
They've got things rolling in McIntosh.
Yeah, they do. And that's a single-A program that can make some noise around the state.
Yes, sir. Pinewood 30, Frederica 28.
Frederica got up 21-0. I was listening to that game, the end of that game coming home last night from Albany, and it sounded like the Knights – got gold coasted.
Really?
That's what it sounded like. in that football game.
You know, talking about Gold Coast, talking about officials, people are having trouble finding high school officials.
Yes, they are.
High school officials for football, baseball, basketball. That's there's not a lot of young folks doing that. And the guys that are doing it are a little older now, and that's a tough job.
It is a tough job.
That's why I try not to talk bad about them.
Because the white hat last night in Monroe, he got a lot of work because there was a lot of flags in that football game, especially on the home team. That was kind of a change of pace for us. Monroe got flagged a lot in that football game last night.
We had the running clock, so you probably got out of there about 9:15, didn't you?
We got out of there. We got in the car at 9:50, leaving Albany, Georgia.
So you got to hear most of the third quarter, the fourth quarter.
We got to hear the last 6 minutes of the Frederica game, and they just couldn't get anything done on offense down the stretch. Penalties, and I don't know if fatigue set in, but they got up 21-0 in Pinewood, who's, 6-1 now on the season. And, apparently they're not a bad football team. They go on the road, bring a great crowd to St. Simon's, and they beat Frederica 30-28. Frederica got the ball back with about 32 seconds left in the game and couldn't get anything done. So, young team coming off the state championship, going through some growing pains this year.
I understand that. Let's talk about Region 2-6A just a little bit.
All right.
No one in this region, with Glen Academy, Richmond Hill, Brunswick High School, Bradwell, and Effingham, no one has a winning record.
3-3. Brunswick's got the best record.
Brunswick High has the best record. Brunswick High has beat New Hampstead. That's probably their best win. Richmond Hill lost to New Hampstead.
Yes.
Glen Academy beats Wayne County. That's their best win. I'm not sure. Bradwell, I think they beat Groves.
Bradwell beat Long County, I think.
That'd be their best win.
Yeah.
And Effingham County last night beat Buford of South Carolina, so that would be their best win. Looks like we're going to have a little dogfight the next 4 or 5 weeks in this region.
It's shaping up that way. Brunswick goes on the road next week at Richmond Hill, and Bradwell and Effingham play. Glenn's got the bye week next week. And I'm pretty sure the Terror coaches will be in Richmond Hill next Friday night.
Half of them be in Richmond Hill and half of them be at the other game is what it'll be.
And so break down the Brunswick-Richmond Hill game. Brunswick has played traditionally well at Richmond Hill. Actually never have lost up there. Probably shouldn't have said that, but they have never lost at Richmond Hill.
You know, my daughter's in college, and there's one of the football players on the football team up there went to Richmond Hill, and she was talking to him, and this was the beginning of last year before Brunswick actually lost to Richmond Hill, and he said, "Oh, you went to Brunswick High. We used to beat those guys all the time." And she called me and told me that, and I said, "No, you tell him Richmond Hill has never beaten Brunswick High School."
They beat them last year for the first time ever.
That was the first time, and that was when she told him, and then he come and said, yeah, they beat. So Brunswick has only lost one game against Richmond Hill, but going up there is tough. We've been up there a couple times, and it's tough up there.
Some wars up there, some like 38, 39, 35 kind of games. I remember one year got down to them and had a Josh Coleman at quarterback in 2010 and won 38-37. There's been some wars up there at Richmond Hill, and I expect another one next Friday night.
I remember going up there, and
Nick Fitzgerald.
He was a wide receiver, and they threw two jump balls to him in the end zone and beat us when I was a principal at Glen Academy. Beat us 21-20. And that was a tough game.
Richmond Hill's a team that gives Glenn fits, though.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for some reason, there's certain matchups in this region that give people just nightmares. For right now, Brunswick is Glen Academy. For Glen Academy, it's Richmond Hill. For Bradwell, it's pretty much everybody. Except, last year they blew out Brunswick. And for Effingham, they're kind of one of these teams that play pretty well against everybody.
They hadn't beat Glen Academy in quite some time.
But they're a little bit scrappy when it comes to playing the Terrors. We'll be right back on the Jason Bishop Show.
The number one sports show in the Southeast, the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It's tailgate time, whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over. You are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out? M&B has you covered there, too, with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family-owned and operated since 1985, off Exit 29 on I-95.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simon's Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
For over 50 years, Shell and Hogan has provided quality, personalized financial guidance to local individuals and businesses in and throughout the area. Our expertise ranges from tax management and accounting services to auditing, financial statement preparation, to tax planning. Shell and Hogan on St. Simon's at 101 Plantation Chase, 912-638-9031, or online, shellhogan.com.
Golden Isles Pharmacy is your new hometown pharmacy, conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama. Golden Isles Pharmacy is not some fly-by-night pharmacy chain, locally owned and operated by Matt Donato. And yeah, you know him. Matt is a BHS and UGA grad. Free delivery to the mainland and St. Simons. Drive-through and low competitive prices. 912-266-8140 and online at goldenislespharmacy.com. The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
Summer is here and it's time to get outside and enjoy the warm weather. But you are not the only one that gets outside when it's warm. Our humid climate is a haven for disease-carrying mosquitoes and countless other unwanted pests like the nasty fire ants. Thank goodness for Peachtree Pest Control. They are prepared to defend your home and property from these annoying pests. Online at peachtreepest.com or 912-265-9700.
This guy's got Super Mario Brothers on the return bed. Welcome back to the Jason Bishop Show. I'm Kip Branch, joined by Coach Scott Spence today. Coach, let me run down Jason Bishop. He's not here today. He's playing hooky. He called in sick. I don't know what he's doing. He's doing something. Let me run down his top 10 high school football power poll before we jump into college football. And try not to laugh, okay?
Go ahead.
He's got some kind of formula that he just, you know, he talks in circles. It sounds like a politician on CNN. So number 10, Clinch County coming in at number 10 at 4-1. Number 9, the Coffee County Trojans, who he said was going 3-7 on the season. They're currently 5-1, by the way. Number 8, the Valdosta Wildcats, sitting there at 5-1 on the season. Number 7, the Pinewood Christian Patriots at 6-1 at number 7. Number 6, Liberty County. Number 5, Irwin County, undefeated. Number 4, Pierce County, undefeated. Number 3, Jeff Davis. Number 2, Camden, and number 1 in the power rankings, Lowndes County. And here's, you want me to?
Yeah, just throw that away.
Yeah. There we go.
Just throw that in the trash. There you go.
There we go. College football today. Some good games. Highlighted by Auburn at Florida. Ooh, that's going to be a good one.
You know, we were just talking about that. That could be 11-5. 12-7.
3-2.
13-11, something like that. I don't know what the over-under is on that game, but it's going to be under.
It's going to be, you got a backup quarterback at Florida, Kyle Trask. They've got a pretty good defense. whose offensive line is going to block whose defensive line in this game? I think that's the key to the football game. Whose offensive line does the best against the other's defensive line?
I think if the Knicks kid doesn't lose the football game, I think Auburn wins it pretty easy. However, you are talking about a freshman that likes to run.
Playing in the swamp.
And he will throw it up, too. And it's going to be loud. That's a tough place to play. Think about this. How many times have you seen Florida just absolutely get blowed out at home?
It does not happen much.
So that's a tough place to play. You know, there's some other good games on the slate, but that certainly is a big one. In the SEC, got Utah State at LSU. LSU's a 24.5-point favorite. That shouldn't be a problem.
They'll win by 44.5.
You know, Florida is an underdog, 2.5-point underdog at home today. And I think Auburn covers. I think they win the game by 6 or 7 points.
Let me get in these sponsors real quick. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show is sponsored by Peachtree Pest Control, M&B Liquors, and by Georgia Sea Grill.
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you're going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you will need. With the largest selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there, too, with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family-owned and operated since 1985, off of Exit 29 on I-95. 1985 was a good year.
1985 was a good year. You know, you listen to my partner. He likes to bash on the 1980s. I don't know why he does that, but he likes to bash on the 1980s. You know, he was born in the 1980s, so I don't know what he's talking about. By the way, go down some more of these football games.
Well, we got Troy, that mighty Troy Trojans.
Who are they playing?
At Missouri.
What's the line on that
25.5 Missouri's favorite. They might not. That could be ugly.
Mm.
But you know what? Missouri is the kind of team that loses a game like this.
Yes, they do. They're kind of like Arkansas when it comes to these kind of games.
Georgia, the Dogs, up in Knoxville today, a 24.5-point favorite at Tennessee.
People said, man, you don't know what you're talking about. Somebody on this show, when I said Georgia, it's not going to cover against Notre Dame.
Yep.
Notre Dame was tough.
Notre Dame played hard.
Had a good defense. Tennessee, their backs are against the wall. You know, Jeremy Pruitt is fighting for his job. There's a lot of turmoil in Knoxville.
You know,
a lot of turmoil.
Here's the deal. Over the last 10, 12 years, Tennessee has not gotten the type of players that Tennessee used to get. I mean, let's be true here.
Yeah.
When is the last time that they really got some top-notch players?
When you got Georgia going into Knoxville city limits and pulling out Cade Mays, you got some problems in Knoxville.
That's right.
They're not even pulling out the top players in Tennessee anymore. Tennessee, a lot of people are moving in Nashville. That's a growing city. So the high school football is getting better and better in the state of Tennessee, and Tennessee's not pulling out the top players in Tennessee. And until they start doing that, they're not going to recruit well anywhere.
Well, Tennessee years ago used to come into Atlanta.
And cherry pick.
Yeah, and cherry pick. And now they're just not getting it. Who's the guy, the first African-American quarterback in the SEC that played at Tennessee?
Condridge Holloway.
I was listening to him the other day on the radio, and he said Tennessee does not have SEC-type players on their roster. He said you can just step on the field and look, and they just don't have the players. So until they get the players, it doesn't matter who to coach. Vince Lombardi can coach them, and they're not going to win.
This is an interesting comment that was told to me by one of the coaches at Brunswick High a couple of years ago when Jeremy Pruitt came in and was recruiting a McClendon kid. You remember that?
Yes.
Jeremy Pruitt was quoted on Brunswick High School's campus by saying, "This is the worst SEC roster he has ever seen."
I believe it.
And that's pretty telling right there from a guy who's coached at a few good places in the SEC, Georgia, Alabama, took the head job in Knoxville. So he's got some work to do. It's going to take 2 or 3 more recruiting cycles in Knoxville. You're not going to beat 5 stars with 3 stars.
No, not day in and day out.
Not day in and day out.
You might slip up and get somebody.
Yeah.
Let's talk about another game here. Game that happened last night. The national champions from a few years ago.
Oh, them cardboard champions. Yeah. Jason Bishop, he's the head of their fan club.
The Central Florida, what are they, the Black Knights?
They're whatever.
The Golden Black Knights, something like that. 24, the Cincinnati Bearcats, 27. Watch that one. Enjoyed that one.
Wow. You talking about the Cincinnati team that lost 42-0 to Ohio State?
Yeah, and it was Cincinnati. And this was not a basketball game neither. This was a football game.
Wow.
24-27 Cincinnati.
That's two straight losses.
Yep.
That's wow. That can't be true.
That's it. That's a Central Florida 20. I'm looking at it right now, 24.
That can't be true.
Cincinnati 27.
No, that's Jason Bishop's team. He's on here week in and week out proclaiming them as a playoff team and national champion. I mean, he was one of the guys that drove down to Orlando and cut out the cardboard trophy for them.
Well, if they're lucky, they'll make it to the Liberty Bowl. And as we always say, it's cold up there in December.
It gets cold.
It's cold in Nashville. Or is that in Memphis?
Memphis is the Liberty Bowl. It gets cold there, too.
It's cold in Shreveport. Iowa got two big games in the Big Ten today. Iowa is at Michigan.
Michigan better win that one. They better. For Jim Harbaugh's sake.
But you know what? If they fire Harbaugh, who they going to hire? Who they going to hire? He's getting some players.
He's
who they going to hire?
I don't know.
Michigan State at Ohio State.
We'll find out a little bit more about the Buckeyes, but the Buckeyes are for real.
If the Buckeyes win this game, they're going to run the table, and they're going to have to play either Wisconsin or Iowa in the Big Ten championship. Yeah, Big Ten. And the Buckeyes are going to take one of them spots in the playoffs.
So is Clemson. Clemson's going to get one because they don't play anybody in the SEC. in the ACC. Okay. Central Florida, I told my host last week, Central Florida would be a middle-of-the-pack ACC team, and he got offended by that. They can't even beat Cincinnati.
No, sir.
The Jason Bishop Show with Kit Branch, the Bryce Harpers of sports radio. Overrated and overpaid, but they looked good on a poster.
Pristine Water is your destination for pools, spas, and pool supplies. From installation to maintenance, Pristine Water is your best choice in all of Southeast Georgia for your next pool or spa. Give Pristine Water a call at 912-264-9233 for a free estimate or stop on in at 166 Key Circle Drive. Or check Pristine Water out online at pristinewaterandpools.com. And go Pirates!
When playing on any field, you need a team of professionals behind you to assist with the win. Sea Palms Coastal Realty totally gets this and has the team to get it done. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting, Sea Palms Coastal Realty's team is undefeated. Stop by our St. Simons Island office located in Sea Palms Resort or call us 912-638-6660, and you can always find us online at seapalmscoastalrealty.com.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340. The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simons. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mowry Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197.
As a busy wife and mother, I'm all about convenience. If it can make my life a little easier or save me time, well, it's hard to put a price on that. That's one of the things I love most about Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. I can get everything I need, auto, home, life, even banking, all in one place. Throw in a local agent who's always there for me, and that's why I choose Georgia Farm Bureau.
Always the home team. Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. Visit us online at gfbinsurance.com.
Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. The Ware County Gators came into Glenn County Stadium needing a win against Glenn Academy, and they got that win, dominating the Terriers 35-13. Brunswick also in need of a win. Got it as well, coming from behind to win 29-19 over New Hampstead. MCA and Calvary Day squared off in a game that most thought Calvary Day would dominate. MCA instead hung tough but lost a heartbreaker 28-21. Brantley took down Berrien 31-24. Wayne also comes back from a big deficit against Appling to win 33-24. And finally, Pierce knocks off South Effingham 42-28 to stay unbeaten.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
Song of the 1980s. I have a lot of 80s songs on this show for some reason.
Because that's when the good music would play.
I didn't put that on there. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show is sponsored by Sea Palms Coastal Realty and by Nance Landing.
When playing on any field, you need a team of professionals behind you to assist with the win. Sea Palms Coastal Realty totally gets this and has the team to get it done. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting, Sea Palms Coastal Realty's team is undefeated. Stop by our St. Simons Island office located in Sea Palms Resort or call us at 912-638-6660. And you can always find us online at seapalmscoastalrealty.com.
Central Florida Knights.
24. Wow. Cincinnati 27. Mm.
The Butt Hurt List this week. Interactive segment, Dr. Spence, where I go through my top five on the Butt Hurt List. And feel free to chime in and say anything you want to say.
Fire away.
Number five on the butt hurt list, they always seem to make that wild card slot, but they just can't get it done in that elimination game. I'm talking about the Oakland Athletics.
See, that goes back to what we were saying with Tennessee. Yep. Okay, the Oakland A's are built for that 162-game season. That's how the Moneyball.
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 Great movie.
Yeah, they're built to win 90 games. They're not built for the playoffs.
They are not built for the playoffs. They get in, they win 95, 96 games. They get in as a wild card, and they lose to the Rays at home.
Big-time players make big-time plays in big-time games, and they don't have any. Name somebody on their team.
Good question.
Then there you go.
Their uniforms look good, though. Those green and gold uniforms, them home unis look good, though.
Back when Dave Stewart used to put toe on rubber.
Canseco, McGuire. Yeah,
that's when they had some players. That's when they made noise. That's when they won the World Series.
Yes, they did. Number four on the butt hurt list, they always are similar to this team I just mentioned. They are built to win 88 to 95 games a year, but can't seem to do anything in the playoffs. I'm talking about the Milwaukee Brewers.
Well, they should have won that game. They should have won that. I hate it for that kid. We watched that game, and my wife said, that's kind of like Bill Buckner. I said, no, baby, it ain't like Bill Buckner. Bill Buckner was in the World Series. That was in a playoff game.
That was in a wild card
game. Yeah, that's in a wild card. Bill Buckner was in the World Series, and the Red Sox had a chance to win the World Series for the first time, and who knows, since Babe Ruth was on the team. That was big play, but that poor kid. Now, you know, that was the Yelich. That's who replaced Yelich.
Yeah, they've had some tough luck.
If he plays, they probably win that game.
But the Brewers are another one of those teams, man. They're built to get a wild card, but they're not. They don't do much more. Small market, money ball baseball.
Storming Gorman Thomas. Remember him?
Oh, they used to hit bombs back in those days. Robin Yount.
Back Gorman in the 80s,
Thomas.
Baby.
Ooh, you didn't want to mess with the Brew Crew.
No, sir.
They were pretty tough. Number three on the butt hurt list this week, Dr. Spence. And Redskin fans, you're 0-4. Hold out hope, Redskin fans. Colt McCoy's been named starter this weekend. He's coming to the rescue. The Patriots are coming to town. The Washington Redskins, man, what? This is a proud, proud franchise. They're 0-4. Getting ready to be 0-5 because the Patriots are coming to FedEx Field in Washington, D.C. And what's going on with Washington?
Well, first of all, they got a 40-year-old running back.
Yeah, they do.
They drafted a quarterback in the first round, and they're 0-4. I believe I'd be playing him. Mm. It doesn't get any worse. You use the first-round pick on the kid from Ohio State. Put him in the game and let him play. If you played four games, you lost all four. You can't do any worse.
No. If you're going to lose, put in your draft pick.
That's right. You might be drafting Tua.
Colt McCoy to the rescue, though.
Colt McCoy.
That's a blast from the past.
He was tough at Texas, though.
Yeah, but that was 10 years ago.
I don't get it. You're 0-4. You're not making the playoffs. You draft a kid in the first round.
And not play him.
I don't understand.
Put him in last week. Throw him to the Wolves.
Yeah. Get him in the game plan and let him play.
Let him play.
Yeah. I do predict, however,
what?
That they play the Patriots tough. Patriots almost lost last week. Patriots should have lost last week.
They should have lost to the Bills.
They should have lost that football game.
They're not losing to Colt McCoy.
And Clemson should have lost too, by the way.
Yeah, they should have. Number two on the butt hurt list, I have a tie at the two slot. Tennessee football and the University of Florida. Central Florida Knights. The Knights dropped two straight. They're paper champions. They've been exposed for the fraud that they really are. You lose to Pitt. You lose to Cincinnati. Don't come at me talking about national championships and playoff bursts.
They better be talking about the Liberty Bowl.
That's what they better be talking about. Their high water mark is the Valero Alamo Bowl.
That's right.
Or Liberty Bowl.
What's the game in Shreveport?
Oh, that's the Weed Whacker Independence
Bowl. That's probably where they'll probably jump on. They'll get some Mississippi State in that one.
Yeah, yeah. They want some of them.
Yeah, that's who they're going to get.
Tennessee football. Are we ever going to see the Vols return to greatness?
I do not think so. Mm. I really think they're done. I don't see them ever coming back. I see them staying just a bit above Vanderbilt for the rest of our lives.
Wow. Number one on the butt hurt list this week, Dr. Spence, the 1-3 Atlanta Falcons. Man. What is going on with the Atlanta Falcons? They got the best wide receiver in all of football and Julio Jones. They've got playmakers on offense. They've got Matty Ice. I don't know what's going on with the Falcons.
You know, I drafted Julio Jones I'm in four fantasy football leagues. I got Julio on three of them, and I got Matt Ryan on two of them. And my team stink.
I wasn't going to say that, but I looked at the standings this morning, and I would concur.
And it's all because of the Atlanta Falcons. As God is my witness, I'll never draft two Atlanta Falcons again.
Is it time for a coaching change in Atlanta?
It's time. It should have been time when they lost that Super Bowl when they were up 28-3.
Is that really? Is this still? Having a Super Bowl hangover in Atlanta?
28-3, and you lose Super Bowl, and they hadn't done anything since then. Not a thing.
The Falcons.
What?
Matty Ice is not getting any younger.
No.
He's starting to throw a lot of interceptions.
And here's what's bad about that.
Yeah.
Is their fans are so hungry. That place, if you've ever been to a professional football game in Atlanta,
it's
electric.
It is.
It is electric. And their fans want to win so bad. They support that team, and they put that kind of product on the field.
And they I just don't get it. I mean, they give Julio Jones $66 million, and they can't get him the football.
They threw it to him five or six times last week. I threw it to him when they were down last week. I think they were down 21-0. I threw that thing to him 25 times.
Yeah. And I had a diehard Atlanta Falcon fan tell me Tuesday at work, if we could have fired that head coach at halftime last week, I'd have been on board with it.
Yeah. Who knows?
Guys, we all screw up from time to time, and that is why Cunningham Jewelers has our back. No matter your budget, they've got you covered. The perfect anniversary gift is right here at Cunningham Jewelers. Does she have a birthday around the corner? Cunningham Jewelers offers gift items, engraving, and so much more. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick. CunninghamJewelers.com, also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest.
Pristine Water is your destination for pools, spas, and pool supplies. From installation to maintenance, Pristine Water is your best choice in all of Southeast Georgia for your next pool or spa. Give Pristine Water a call at 912-264-9233 for a free estimate or stop on in at 166 Key Circle Drive, or check Pristine Water out online at pristinewaterandpools.com. And go Pirates!
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simon's Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
For over 50 years, Shell and Hogan has provided quality, personalized financial guidance to local individuals and businesses in and throughout the area. Our expertise ranges from tax management and accounting services to auditing, financial statement preparation to tax planning. Shell and Hogan on St. Simon's at 101 Plantation Chase, 912-638-9031 or online, shellhogan.com.
If you need it, Southern Hardware has it. From mowers to trailers to case knives, you will find it all at Southern Hardware. Locally owned and operated since 1987. Right now, you will find the lowest prices around on zero-turn mowers and lawn equipment packages. Southern Hardware is the leading volume dealer for the Southeast. Southern Hardware, 3305 U.S. Highway 82, southernhardwareinc.com, 912-267-7992.
Welcome back to the Jason Bishop Show. I'm Kip Branch, joined by Scott Spence today. This segment brought to you by Southern Hardware and by Cunningham Jewelers.
If you need it, Southern Hardware has it. From mowers, trailers to case knives, you'll find it all at Southern Hardware. Locally owned and operated since 1987. Right now, you will find the lowest prices around on zero-turn mowers and lawn equipment package. Southern Hardware is the leading volume dealer for Southeast. Southern Hardware, 3305 U.S. Highway 82, southernhardwareincorporated.com, 912-267-7992. Got me one of them zero-turn lawnmowers.
They work good, don't they?
My old Craftsman, I could mow that grass in about an hour and a half.
Yeah.
36 minutes the other day.
36 minutes.
I went from an hour and a half to 36 minutes.
That's nice.
Yeah. Used to have a four beverage mow. Now I only got one.
I gotcha.
Yes, sir.
I gotcha. Major League Baseball. It's playoff time. The Atlanta Braves tied up the National League Division Series yesterday with a great pitching performance by Fulton Avitz yesterday to beat the Cardinals 3-0 to tie up that series 1-1.
You know, I kind of questioned bringing him in as a starter, but boy, did he look good.
You know, earlier in the season when he got sent down, he was a head case.
Well, he's always been a head case.
He was a head case, and I said, man, we debated on the show whether he was going to bounce back from it. He went down to Gwinnett. I give him a lot of credit of the mental, the professionalism it took to go down, accept the demotion, and go down, work on what you need to work on, and now pretty much that start yesterday, I feel like, saved the Braves season.
Probably so. They should be up 2-0. I'm not even going to talk about that bullpen. You leave Freed in both games, and they're up 2-0.
Well, I'm a little – here's my thought on this, Dr. Spence. Why bring in Dallas Keuchel for $13 million and you only let him pitch 4 2/3 in the first game? And he left in a tie game. It was 1-1. There was a couple of guys on base. All he needed to get was one out.
Yep.
And he gets out of the inning, and you take him out for a pinch hitter. I struggle with that decision. You're going to bring this guy in and pay him that much money. He's a Cy Young, former Cy Young winner, and you only want to leave him in there for 4 2/3. His pitch count wasn't that high either.
Just as good as Snicker coached last night, he coached just that bad Thursday night.
Yeah, and I hear, you know, people I saw on social media, they wanted to pile on Acuna for hitting the ball off the wall and only getting a single and getting doubled up. But I didn't hear those same people saying too much when he hit that 455-foot home run in the ninth to cut it to one run.
Yeah, they almost came back and won that game.
Yeah.
But, you know, we could sit here and talk about this forever.
Yeah.
But you leave Luke Jackson in there and give up some more runs.
You know, Martin comes in. He pulled a, you know, Tipper used to have them oblique injuries a lot.
Yeah.
Remember when Tipper used to get
them
oblique?
I get them too because I'm so fit.
Yeah. So he comes in, he feels the twins, and they have to bring in Luke Jackson. And, man, Luke just looks lost out there.
Luke needs to be in Rome playing for that team. He needs to be playing for Rome.
He looks lost out there, man. And so what do you do with the Braves bullpen? Melanson pitched last night as well. You got to think. Will a one-day rest help him? He's thrown a lot of pitches now in the first two games. That's your closer. You think you'd go back with him in game three if you have to?
I think if you got one inning to get, you go back. You certainly don't bring Luke Jackson in there.
No, what about Shane Green?
Is he? I hadn't seen him pitch in a while.
He pitched in game one, came in one inning.
Oh, yeah, I done got mad by then. I done walked out. I done lost my mind by then.
So I was mad when they took – I know Fried was penciled in as the game four starter. I get that. But now, since you used Fried last night and you used him in the inning in game two, now with Martin going out with the injury, you were able to call up Julio Teheran on the add him to the playoff roster, and now it looks like Julio will be the game four starter.
I would roll Dallas Keuchel out there. As you said, he only pitched 4.5 innings.
Yeah.
I'd roll him out there for game four.
So, you know, it could be, you know, Adam Wainwright, I think, is going for the Cardinals tomorrow. Soroka's going for the Braves. That should be a pretty good matchup. But you got to think with the Braves offense, they should be able to come out on top.
They got to win one game in St. Louis, and it's not going to be easy.
No, it's not going to be easy.
It's not going to be easy because those fans,
they are consistent.
Yep.
They come to the ball game regardless of what the record is. They have 3 million every year in home attendance, and that is a baseball franchise that just knows how to win.
Talking about baseball franchises, how about the Washington Nationals?
Yes.
Beating the Dodgers last night. Beat Kershaw.
Beat Kershaw. Now they got to go back to D.C., and the Dodgers have to win one in D.C.
That's a tough place to play. Those people get crunked up, too.
Yeah, but they got a pitching staff in Washington.
Yes, they do.
And I think, I don't know whether Scherzer is going in game three or game four, but they're going to have to beat Scherzer one of them games in Washington.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are. Over in the American League, you got the Yankees up 1-0 against the Twins.
Yeah.
The Astros up on the Rays. That's going to be your American League championship right there, them two, Astros and Yankees.
They're heading on a collision course.
So, did you see where somebody bet $35 million on the Astros to win the championship? It's a guy that owns a furniture store.
$35 million.
He bet $35 million. Here's what he did. He said, if you buy something from him, like if you buy anything over $3,000, and the Astros win the World Series, then he's gonna give you your money back.
Wow.
He did that a few years ago when the Astros did win the World Series.
Wow.
So this time he bet $35 million. Last time he gave away $10 million worth of stuff.
Did the Rays get swept in that series?
Yes. Yes. Mm. The Astros didn't they win like 110 games?
107. That's they went 107-55. That was their regular season record.
107 games. Think about that now. Think about how well the Braves played, and they won 96.
97.
97 games.
They've been 10 games back of the Astros.
Yes, they would. Yankees won 100 games.
They won 103. You had every division winner in the American League win 100 games. That's almost unheard of. That might be some kind of record.
And the Dodgers won 100 games.
Yep. And then you got the Cardinals division, 92-93 games.
And then the Braves. And you look at the Braves division, the Mets, the Phillies, and the Nationals had winning records.
Yeah, Braves top to bottom played in the best division in baseball.
Yeah.
So that record is kind of misleading for Atlanta because they played probably tougher competition. You had the Mets with that pitching staff. You got the Phillies. Phillies are a talented team. And you've got the Nationals with that pitching staff. That's a tough division now in baseball.
Right. And then going down to Miami always gives the Braves trouble.
Not really.
They always seem to drop one when they're not supposed to down there.
Yeah, but I think they beat them like 16 out of 20 this year, didn't they?
Yeah, they do.
But the one, it's always that one you lose to them. It's just one that just stings really, really bad.
Weren't they up like 9-1 and lost a game down there? Something crazy. You know, it's all right, though. But I think you're looking at the Yankees and the Astros, definitely. Bravo is going to beat the Cardinals.
As a busy wife and mother, I'm all about convenience. If it can make my life a little easier or save me time, well, it's hard to put a price on that. That's one of the things I love most about Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. I can get everything I need, auto, home, life, even banking, all in one place. Throw in a local agent who's always there for me, and that's why I choose Georgia Farm Bureau.
Always the home team. Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. Visit us online at gfbinsurance.com.
It's tailgate time, whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over. You are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family-owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
When playing on any field, you need a team of professionals behind you to assist with the win. Sea Palms Coastal Realty totally gets this and has the team to get it done. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting, Sea Palms Coastal Realty's team is undefeated. Stop by our St. Simons Island office located in Sea Palms Resort or call us 912-638-6660, and you can always find us online at seapalmscoastalrealty.com.
The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simons. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197.
Pristine Water is your destination for pools, spas, and pool supplies. From installation to maintenance, Pristine Water is your best choice in all of Southeast Georgia for your next pool or spa. Give Pristine Water a call at 912-264-9233 for a free estimate or stop on in at 166 Key Circle Drive or check Pristine Water out online at pristinewaterandpools.com. And go Pirates!
Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. The Ware County Gators came into Glenn County Stadium needing a win against Glenn Academy, and they got that win, dominating the Terriers 35-13. Brunswick, also in need of a win, got it as well, coming from behind to win 29-19 over New Hampstead. MCA and Calvary Day squared off in a game that most thought Calvary Day would dominate. MCA instead hung tough but lost a heartbreaker 28-21. Brantley took down Berrien 31-24. Wayne also comes back from a big deficit against Appling to win 33-24. And finally, Pierce knocks off South Effingham 42-28 to stay unbeaten.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
Welcome back to the Jason Bishop Show. This segment brought to you by Georgia Farm Bureau and Pristine Water.
Yes, we all know Pristine Water for their unrivaled pool service here in the Golden Isles. But did you know that Pristine Water also will service your home or business with purified bottled water and pristine coffee? Yes, you heard me right. Pristine Water will deliver purified, chemical-free, highly oxygenated water and pristine Master Roast and other coffee favorites weekly. All condiments and supplies available, creamers, sugar, etc. Pristine Water, 912-264-9233, 166 Key Circle Drive.
My little man Henry's coming to stay with his pop tonight, and, you know, I'm going to benefit, you know, get word that my man's coming. Also, we're going to have some chicken and dumplings cooked at the house tonight, so I'm kind of looking forward to that. Going to be a good evening. Going to enjoy my little man, watch some football, and eat.
Boy, chicken and dumplings. Let me tell you what my granny Leo used to do. We used to go fishing over at Crooked River when I was just a young boy.
That's some cold water.
Go fishing. I'd swim a little bit, yeah. Fish a little bit, catch them whiting. We'd catch them whiting right off the bank there.
Okay.
Go home, and she'd fry them up, and me and my brothers would go pick some blackberries.
Blackberries.
Big old fat blackberries.
I gotcha.
And then my granny would take them blackberries and put them in some water and some sugar in there and squeeze them up real good and put some dumplings in there. She called it black doo-doo. And my grandpa would be out there making ice cream, and we'd eat them fried fish.
Yep.
And then eat them blackberry dumplings. Boy, ooh, what you talking about?
That's good
with
stuff.
With some homemade ice cream. Oh, good, Lord.
Good stuff right
that's
there.
Why, that's why I weigh 175 now.
We may have to stop by Dairy Queen on the way home after we do this show. NFL today. NFL this weekend. You got the Jags at the Panthers.
Oh, Jaguars on the road. They're winning that one.
Jets at the Eagles.
Eagles.
Vikings at the Giants.
Vikings blowing them out. Vikings played bad last week. Watch them play good this week.
The rookie, 2-0 in New York. Falcons at the Texans. Man, I don't know about these Falcons.
Falcons ain't going to win. They can't beat themselves.
The Bucks at the Saints.
Saints looked good the other night.
And they don't even have Drew Brees.
That's scary.
Bills at the Titans.
Next.
That's
ugly.
That's like taking an Ambien. Cardinals at the Bengals in a winless team bowl.
I think the Bengals might win a game.
Patriots at the Redskins. Colt McCoy to the rescue.
Mark my word. The Redskins are going to circle the wagons and play good. They're going to lose. They're going to lose like 17-15, but it's going to be a closer game than people think.
Okay. Ravens at the Steelers.
Ravens playing good. Ravens playing good football.
They're 2-2. That division. Every good team in that division is 2-2.
Steelers are 1-3, ain't they?
Yeah, 1-3. Jags division, everybody's 2-2. But the Browns and the Ravens are tied at 2-2 atop of the AFC North.
Big time. Big time.
Bears at the Raiders. The Bears' defense is good.
Dominant. The Raiders are better than I thought they would be. I'll give them that.
I'm going to give John Gruden credit, too.
He's better than I thought he'd be. And he's got some draft picks.
I caught myself watching Hard Knocks this year with Gruden, though. That was pretty good.
I haven't seen any of that. I bet it is funny.
It is funny. Packers at the Cowboys. Your Dallas Cowboys.
Ooh, baby. Looked bad the other night, but I don't see that happening again. Cowboys going to beat the Packers.
How bad?
35-21.
Okay. You sure about that?
35-21, we're going to turn Zeke loose.
Packers are playing better defense right now.
They didn't play good defense last week.
Well, yeah. Broncos at the Chargers. Broncos are 0-4, by the way.
They're about to be 0-5.
And Melvin Gordon's back.
Yeah.
Notice how I snuck in there and drafted him.
Yeah.
In the fantasy league, now I have inserted him in my starting lineup.
He's gonna be splitting carries with Eckler.
Maybe for week one, but he won't be 2, 3, 4 down the road. He won't be splitting anything. Colts at the Chiefs.
Chiefs are undefeated, and they'll stay undefeated. Name but three undefeated teams in the NFL. You had trouble with the third one.
We're about to get to them.
That's right.
The Browns at the undefeated San Francisco 49ers, and that's not a sound typo. I mean, that's the 49ers.
Jimmy Garoppolo, baby.
Undefeated
Jimmy
49ers.
Jimmy Garoppolo, they will not be undefeated. They play Monday night?
They play on Monday Night Football.
At about 11:30, they will not be undefeated anymore. They'll be 3-1.
Question. Scenario. Let me throw a scenario out there. The Jags continue playing well with Gardner Minshew. Nick Foles on the injured list. He gets well down the stretch. Jaguars could be rolling. Do you shake things up and put him back as the starter?
No. No.
There's going to be an argument that say you don't lose your job because of injury. But they're paying this guy $88 million to come in here and be the starter. He gets hurt in week one, but the mustache has come in and that led the Jags to 2 straight wins. Could have led them to 3 straight wins. They just they went for 2 and lost to the Texans.
The Jaguars are a good football team. Listen, make no mistake about that. They have some players.
They got a good defense.
You know who Minshew reminds me of? A young Phil Sims. That's who he reminds. He doesn't make mistakes. A young Phil Sims.
He doesn't get rattled, does he?
No, he doesn't. You remember Phil Sims back in the late 70s, early 80s? He didn't get rattled neither, now. Young Phil Sims.
He was tutored. He was under the tutelage of one Mr. Mike Leach at Washington State.
Yep.
What if Tennessee would have hired Mike Leach?
They should have hired Mike Leach.
Their AD was out there getting ready to offer him the job. He gets called back to Knoxville and gets fired, and Fulmer takes over and brings in Jeremy Pruitt.
That's why Jeremy Pruitt's going to be there a while. They're going to wait him out. They're going to try to let Pruitt get the job done. But listen, let me tell you about Mike Leach.
Okay.
Mike Leach can take hisn and beat Yearn, and then turn around and take Yearn and beat hisn.
Yes, he can.
That's what he can do. He can win with lesser.
His teams don't really play good defense, but they can score some points.
Yes, they can. And they're always tough. That's who they should have hired. And he knows the South also, because, you know, he was at Valdosta State.
Yes, he was. At one time on that Valdosta State staff, you had Kirby Smart. You had
Will Muschamp.
Will Muschamp. You had who else? Mike Leach. They were all. Valdosta State has been a coaching breeding ground.
In about 8 years, Valdosta State will have the most national championships of any team in the state of Georgia in football.
Yes, they will, and the Blazers are rolling right now.
They're going to win it again this year.
They are rolling right now on a big, big winning streak, and it is what it is.
Georgia Southern, what, they have 6?
Yeah, but Valdosta's going to catch up with them.
Because Georgia Southern ain't getting no more.
This has been the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Stream the show on demand 24/7 at thesouthernsportsedition.com.